This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Viswas is with us in Cincinnati. Hi, Viswas. How are you?
Hi, Ms. Dave. It's a great honor to speak to you. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Sure. What's up?
I'm a legal immigrant from India. I make about $53,000 to $50,000 a year. I have $8,000 in debt. That is $7,000 in credit card and $1,000 remaining in my personal loan that I took a couple of years ago. Due to my visa restrictions, it's a single household income. I'm the only person out to work right now. I listened to your shows, and I was trying to try and see if there's any possibility I could take up some additional work and kind of reduce my debt. I have already scrapped off all my credit cards. I've just kept one just in case I need it because I do not have much of an emergency cash. I have like close to $500-$600. Just to be on the safer side, any expenses. It's a two-part question. Would you have any suggestions, unless otherwise I take a different job or go back to my country? I don't see any other ways I could tackle my expenses to become debt snowball and reduce the debt. Do you have any suggestions for that? And the main reason is that I'm also planning for a house because my family got bigger. I have $35,000 at my home country, which I could probably get it over here for my down payment. But even though I'm going to be staying here only for 2 years because of visa restrictions, I'm not sure if it's an economically viable option to purchase the house and because my family is getting bigger.
What's the probability of your visa renewal? It's a work visa, I assume.
Yes, sir, it is. So I would say it's probably close to 50% because it's a different extension and it might be a different scenario. So it's close to 50%-ish.
And you would have to at least go back to India for a period of time, right?
That's right. What I see is like my wife and me, we just became new parents. So mental mindset is that if we head out of this country, it will be for good. And I don't. She does not want to even come back here.
Okay, so she's Indian as well?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right, cool. All right, no, I would not buy a house.
Okay.
It sounds like you're leaving and not going to come back.
Okay.
And 2 years is not enough time to turn a house and make a profit on it. Yes, I would pull some of your money from your home country just to pay off your debt, be debt-free.
Okay.
And then let's go ahead and pile up cash for your future in India. And follow your baby steps in India at that point.
Okay.
Because that's where, you know, basically you got a 2-year stopover here is what you're telling me, and a 50-50 chance of renewal. And if that renewal does not occur, if it does occur, how long is it extended for?
So that's the catchy part. If it does occur, it would be extension of every 3 years. So then it would be another 3 years after that.
Mm. What is the pathway to citizenship look like?
Oh, that's a very long process, sir. It's like this process I'm talking about is a green card. So I'm applying for the green card, and it's a work visa related green card. The backlog for Indian citizens is close to 10 to 12 years easily. So I would still be able to extend every 3 years and stay in this country, but the green card I would get only after like probably 20, 32 or 30, 35, something like that.
Wow. Okay. I don't have much knowledge of that world, just enough to ask a semi-intelligent question was all. So that's shocking to me. I'm sorry. Wow. Here's the thing. You still work the financial principles. They work. The only thing is you're probably going to step back from buying a house in this case. It's not going to make sense.
Yeah. And you said based on your income, you felt like you couldn't pay this off. And I just want to challenge you and tell you that you can. And people make a lot less and pay off a lot more. So you absolutely can do this. And you've got the money sitting over there in India. So if you can use that to at least pay off this debt and create an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months, that's going to put you in a really good spot as you at least finish out this visa.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, thank you for the call, sir. It's an honor to talk with you. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.